Joyce. Can you all hear me? And thank you all, as Joyce said, for attending. We're thrilled that this many people came up. I want to talk to you about a program that the March of Dimes has developed for the worksite. This session is entitled Mobilizing the Community. The worksite is a community that we think is sort of underappreciated in terms of education opportunities. Just to remind you who we are, March of Dimes, our mission is to improve the health of all babies by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. Little background. Almost 42 million women of childbearing age in the labor force. That means that women of childbearing age make up about 46% of the entire labor force. Most any of you who have any MCH background know that there are about 4 million annual live births a year in the United States. That means, that doesn't mean. The other statistic is that the birth rate among women of childbearing age is 48 per thousand. That means that in your organizations, in each of your organizations, about 5% of all the women of childbearing age are going to have a baby in any given year. So it's not an insignificant number. And when you total that all up, what does that mean? It means that women of childbearing age who are in the labor force represent about half of all the live births in the United States, which is why we are starting to say that this is an educational venue that we think presents an opportunity for all of us in public health education to think about, particularly because in worksite wellness, most organizations are talking about safety and ergonomics and accident prevention, and here's a prevention program. A little bit more background. We have started in 2003 a multi-year, multi-million dollar education program targeted to prematurity because it's common, serious, and costly. And when I say common, this is the trend for premature births in the United States, obviously going in the wrong direction, particularly compared to other developed countries in the United States. That 12.5% represents over half of those 4 million babies, over half a million of them are born before 37 weeks of completed gestation. That's about 1 out of every 8. So, again, not an insignificant number. And it's serious. These are some of the long-term consequences. We all know about the short-term consequences. Baby ends up in the NICU. But there are some also long-term consequences as well, particularly in terms of cerebral palsy. It has a strong association with prematurity, as does learning disabilities, asthma, hearing and visual problems also have a strong association with prematurity. All of you know Stevie Wonder. He was born preterm, and he's blind because he suffers from what's called retinopathy of prematurity. So again, it's common, it's serious, and from our perspective in terms of who our target audience is for this particular program, it's costly. The Institute of Medicine in April of 2006 did a huge multi-page, 1,000-page study on prematurity. One of the statistics they came up with was that the cost to society, the cost to the United States every year is $26 billion. And that's not just the medical cost, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it's also the cost for special ed teachers and therapists and extra visits, extra pediatric visits, etc., in addition to all the hospitalization costs. When we talk specifically about what prematurity costs an employer, you'll see that the direct health care costs, just for the baby alone, just for the infant, is 15 times higher for a premature baby than it is for a full-term baby, $42,000 versus $2,800. And in addition to the direct costs, there are some indirect costs. An infant born prematurely is going to spend 8 times more days in the hospital than a normal newborn. And where's the family? Where they should be. They're in the hospital, but they're not at work. So there's lost productivity. And in addition, post-discharge, After the baby goes home, the family is spending an extra 10 days going to specialist visits, extra pediatric visits. We estimate that those extra days are also costing the employer at least another $4,000. And then there's also something called presenteeism, which means that basically the employee is there physically but not necessarily concentrating on the job because they're thinking about all the problems that are associated with the baby. There are some medical risk factors, but more importantly, there are some attitudinal and lifestyle and behavioral risk factors associated with prematurity, like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, a lot of chronic conditions that we all talk about in public health that we can also relate as associative links to prematurity. Smoking, next to having a preterm birth, a first preterm birth, the next highest associative risk factor to prematurity is smoking. So not smoking, all employers are trying to eliminate smoking in the workplace. Here's a direct cause, in addition to cancer, that they can talk to their employees about, particularly because maternal child health costs generally are in the top 3 to 5 of the total health care costs that employers are paying for. And employers are probably doing some of these things already in terms of smoking cessation programs and EAPs and health risk assessments. And we applaud that. I mean, we think that an educated employee improves the chances of a positive pregnancy outcome. And that's why we've created this free tool that we call Healthy Babies, Healthy Business to help employees make better healthcare decisions. This is a brochure that, if you're interested, stop by the March of Dimes booth tomorrow. It's booth 925. I'll be there part of the time to talk some more about the program if you're interested. But this gives you the complete overview of the program, which I will give you sort of a précis on. You can also find it at marchofdimes.com/HBHB, which gives you a full-scale overview of the components of the program. We call this a multidimensional health education program devoted to the workplace. And we start with what's called My 9 Months, which looks like this. This resides on a company's intranet, so it is readily available for the employee to look at any given time. And it includes preconception information. For those of you, in maternal child health, most insurers are going to talk about prenatal information, what happens after you get pregnant. But we know that a positive pregnancy outcome starts before you get pregnant. And so we provide some preconception information, particularly, are you ready to be pregnant? Are you ready emotionally, physically, financially? Are you taking your folic acid? All the questions that a woman and or her spouse, because a male can look at this. So those 2 million births that I talked about don't include births that may be covered under the insurance plan, under family coverage. So this is something that, as I said, we provide to an organization, can sit right on a company's intranet. I mentioned health risk assessments. Many organizations within their health risk assessments are asking about pregnancy contemplation, or are you currently pregnant? From the answer, they can link this directly from the answer to the My 9 Months. It sits right on their intranet. So it's information that's readily available from the March of Dimes. You know, it's trustworthy, it's medically vetted, it's reliable. In addition to that, we also make sure that the employer makes the employee aware of the fact that beyond preconception and prenatal information, we have information on newborn screening, breastfeeding, birth defects, through our marchofdimes.com or in Spanish, our nacesana.org website. Should the employee have a question that they can't find on either My 9 Months or the marchofdimes.com, The employer can direct them to our health information specialists through our Ask Us at MarchOfDimes.com. Our health information specialist will do the appropriate research and get back to that employee with the medically indicated answer to that question, so that as opposed to the employee searching the web, and if they find us, fine, or Mayo, or CDC, or WebMD, most of which are valid websites. But this is something, again, that the employer can direct the employee to get medically correct information about a specific question. The next dimension, that's sort of the web dimension of Healthy Babies, Healthy Business. We also have a myriad of print materials that cover a vast array of information beyond preconception and prenatal information, including, again, targeted to men, becoming a dad, eating healthy, and newborn care. Just as examples of information, again, that the employer can provide in a print material. And most of these are gradually, we are getting these down to a more easy to read level. The last dimension is sort of what I call the individual dimension, and it's two components. One is something that we call Share Your Story. It's www.shareyourstory.org, which is an online community for families who have babies in the NICU. Most of these families feel very isolated, and they're going through a unique experience. We now have about 20,000 families that are sharing their stories, and we moderate this every day, so we make sure that the information they're sharing is clinically appropriate. But somebody in Washington, D.C. can think that they have had a unique experience and find out that somebody in Chicago's had a very similar experience and that things may resolve themselves. So it's an opportunity, and this is something, we have flyers available for the EAP programs. Talked about employee assistance programs. The EAP program can immediately provide something like this to the family to show that they understand what the family's going through, and provide this to the family to say, I don't know what you're going through, but here's 20,000 other people who may be able to relate to the circumstances that you are undergoing. And lastly, we also offer, should there be a negative outcome, bereavement materials. And again, for the EAP program, this is something that we would recommend every EAP program have. And again, it's something that the employer can say, I don't know what you're going through, but here's some materials that may help you through the process. In addition to which, in the middle, it says, what do you say? This is information that we can actually, that we provide to the team members, the colleagues of the employee who has had a negative outcome. Because what do you say? So all of this is packaged together for the employer, because as I said, we think that the worksite is an untapped resource for getting education to families about preconception, prenatal care, as well as the negative outcomes should there be some of babies in the NICU or the need for bereavement materials. So as I said, in a very brief précis, it's a multidimensional health education program for the workplace, concentrating on maternal child health, which is an area that we think deserves some extra interest in the work site. Just a couple of examples of how some organizations are using My 9 Months. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, within their individual programs, has this My 9 Months, which describes what the program is. You click that, and it opens up that My 9 Months page. Fairfax County Department of Public Health, right here in the D.C. area, is using it with, again, the same kind of marketing verbiage that we can help provide the organization to craft. They put this on their intranet, click on the My 9 Months, and that page opens up. And even for-profit organizations are using this. This is the CVS Human Resources page, and they have now put the My 9 Months on this for all of their stores across the country. a lot of organizations, from medical centers to law firms to public health departments, are currently using this, and we're hoping that more and more organizations will, which is why we're here at APHA. Just from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, a testimonial that I won't bore you with. If anybody wants more information, I'm here for the rest of the conference. Periodically, I'll be at the March of Dimes booth, or that's my contact information. Thank you.